Does green mean go? Find out what B-Sides thinks about Green Lantern in this week's theatrical review. I'm sure if you have ears, you've been hearing the latest buzz about Green Lantern, and none of it is too good. It seems like the whole country is picking on this film for one reason or another, and it's turning people off to the idea of even going to see it. It's the duty of a critic to tell you the truth about movies they see, and I'm going to do my part in telling you the honest-to-God truth about Green Lantern, despite what anyone says about it. It's great. You may have ears to hear the negative hype, but I'm telling you to use your eyes. Green Lantern is far from the steaming pile that most people are making it out to be. It is actually a crime to be making such a big deal out of a completely competent superhero movie, which means that just about every reviewer in America is doing you a disservice. The basic setup is simple. Ryan Reynolds plays Hal Jordan, a test pilot for an aeronautics company. He is chosen, quite literally, out of the blue, to be a new recruit in what is essentially an interstellar police force, patrolling the universe and stopping evil wherever it may be found. Their powers? The ability to create anything they imagine as impromptu weapons against anyone who might oppose them, via their rings. While learning his powers, training with aliens, and keeping his secret identity, Hal must overcome the one thing that threatens him the most. His fear of failing his new responsibility. I was not what you'd call a Green Lantern fan initially, but I think this movie will make one out of you if you let it. The idea that you can create anything out of light to become a weapon is cool in of itself, but the movie has its own level of fun that makes it that much cooler. Is it the best superhero movie ever? No. But I can name several off the top of my head that were so much worse than this one. It's embarrassing critics nationwide are even comparing them. The abysmal failures that were Jonah Hex, The Phantom, Steel, Batman and Robin. Ugh. Green Lantern is certainly of a higher caliber than those comic book adaptations, and there's no excuse to be lumping it in with them. The entire cast is good, even those who ham up their roles to almost cheesy levels. Ryan Reynolds wasn't my first choice to be Hal Jordan, but I'll be darned if I can't see anyone else playing him now. And everyone else around him, even the villain Hector Hammond, who is about as comic book goofy as it gets, does a good job. And director Martin Campbell brings the same kind of franchise-launching know-how that he did to Antonio Banderas' Zorro films, and both of his terms as director of both James Bond reboots. Yes, it is different from the comics, but there isn't one comic book movie that hasn't undergone changes to make the transition to screen. Even the most faithful adaptations, like Sin City and 300 and Watchmen, made drastic changes to make their movie versions work. At least the changes that Green Lantern undergoes are honorable to the source material, much like the changes Batman Begins and The Dark Knight underwent. They may not be carbon copies of their comics, but who wants to see that anyway? How boring would that be? That isn't why people are calling it a failure. I won't cry foul and start spouting conspiracy theories, pointing fingers, and ideas of slander because it's unprofessional. But I will say that I've never seen a movie that is more undeserving of its harsh criticisms than this one. Ever. And I've seen a lot of unbelievably bad movies. Please, don't listen to the negative hype. Green Lantern is fun despite any shortcomings it might have. It's funny, action-packed, imaginative, and 3D. Let the fearmongers whine. See how cool this is for yourself. If I had a power ring, I would give all these whiny mooks really something to whine about. But that's besides the point.